When I was newly arrived at St. Mary Magdalene in Berkeley, one morning I went over to the school to have a meeting with the principal. And as here, I had to go across the schoolyard to get to the school. And the children were out in recess. So, of course, pandemonium, as any schoolyard is at recess. As I was making my way over, I see a little girl from kind of across the yard. She kind of stands up, looks right at me, and starts out at me at a full run. And I watch her coming across the playground, running around other children. And when she gets near, she doesn't stop. She runs into me, gives me a big old knee hug, then looks up and says, "Now, who are you again?" This is the kind of joy, I think, that we need to have when we go out to run to meet the Lord, because we know who it is that we're going to greet. We're going to meet our Lord and Savior, the one who loved us so much. He came down from heaven, took on our human nature, and died on the cross so that we might be reconciled. And indeed, that is why the Advent season is a season marked with joy. I mean, in one way, you could argue we began Advent 8 months ago when we celebrated the Feast of the Annunciation, when the Archangel Gabriel came to Our Lady, first announcing that she was going to give birth to the Savior. And in this time, the Christ child has been growing in her womb. And now we come down to, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, when kind of looking at you know, very pregnant mothers saying, you know, any day now, any day now. And it's with that joyful anticipation of the birth of Jesus. So we celebrate in Advent a looking back to the joy of Mary and Joseph, of the coming of the Christ child, and his growing to full stature and becoming recognized as not just another prophet, not just another teacher, but rather God incarnate, who came to not just reconcile us to God, but to bring us up into the very heart of God. In the first reading, we hear about the prophet exhorting us to come climb the mountain of the Lord so that we can, you know, encounter God. But indeed, by Christ's descent, we don't just get to encounter God, we get to enter into God's very life. You know, God came running down from heaven, if you will, so that by his descent, we might run into the very heart of God. We also look forward to Christ's second coming. His first coming was marked with humility. It came with an invitation that people were invited to see God, but not everybody accepted the invitation. We follow in the footsteps of the early apostles and disciples who recognized in what seemed to be an ordinary carpenter, God incarnate, and that we enter into that mystery more fully. So in these days of Advent, we renew our own faith in the person of Jesus Christ. We give thanks for Mary's yes to God by her cooperation in our salvation. But we also look forward to the great day at the end of time when Christ will come not in humility, but in glory, when there will be, as it were, no way to escape the kingship of Christ. I mean, we celebrated last week the feast of Christ the King. But we, again, look forward to that day when Christ will come again in glory and sin, suffering, and death will be firmly placed under his feet. So that also is a day of joy, a time of joy. So as we enter into this Advent season, preparing for Christmas, we can put aside all the noise, all the cacophony that the holiday season brings. I mean, it's already started. I remember a comedian doing riffs on various Christmas and Advent songs, and one of my favorite was, and it's kind of true, 20 years ago as it is today, you know, "Angels we have heard on high telling us go out and buy," right? You know, the Black Friday started, you know, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, etc., etc., right? There's a lot of noise that surrounds this season, but Advent invites us to be quiet amid the noise, to reconnect with that joy that is deeper than all of the distraction that is out there in our world, to connect with the joy of knowing that God loved us so much that he ran down from heaven to take on our human nature, ran to the cross to offer that human nature so that we might be not just reconciled with God, but that we might share the very inner life of God. So it is no wonder as Christians we celebrate this time, this season, with joyful anticipation, that we're able to put the distractions aside and focus on the real reason of the Advent and Christmas seasons, namely the person of Jesus Christ, the love of God manifested in the person of Jesus. And we also anticipate with joy not just our reconciliation with God, but our going to live in the very depths of the heart and the love of God himself.